According to news agencies given access, the WikiLeaks documents indicate that thousands more Iraqis died than the U.S. originally acknowledged. They also suggest U.S. commanders ignored some 1,300 cases of torture by Iraqi authorities, and that the vast majority of Iraqis died during years of bloody sectarian and criminal violence. Pratap Chatterjee has been studying the WikiLeaks documents.
I think what I find most disturbing about this document is the casual and very brutal nature of war. Until now, we have never been able to see, you know, in such detail what happens on the ground.
The New York Times and The Guardian are two news agencies that were given early access to the WikiLeaks files. They indicate unreported incidents in which U.S. troops unintentionally killed civilians at checkpoints and in helicopter strikes. In one incident in July 2007, as many as 26 Iraqis were killed by a helicopter, roughly half of them civilian. Other cases detail torture, executions, and possible war crimes.
People from Blackwater, men from Blackwater, shooting civilians. You see people shooting at the private security companies, shooting at American soldiers. I mean, that is crazy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange defended the release of the documents, saying there are no reports of anyone coming to harm individuals after the release of the Afghanistan war documents in March this year, and that the files could be edited to protect necessary individuals. Some experts say that Assange has a right to release the information.
You will never learn about this in what I call the fawning corporate media in this country, because they are embedded, let's say, with the government.
But those views are not shared by the Pentagon, which says the published documents will endanger more than 300 Iraqis.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton came out with a strong opinion against the WikiLeaks documents release. She says she agrees with U.S. officials at the Pentagon, who say the documents release could compromise the lives of U.S. troops and specific Iraqis.
And the British Ministry of Defense condemned the release of the secret U.S. military documents, saying it put the lives of troops in danger. But Chatterjee says WikiLeaks researchers were thorough in hiding important names.
You will find American soldiers reporting horrific examples of brutality and torture in Iraqi prisons that their superiors have not worked on, have not acted upon.
WikiLeaks has been asked to remove the documents from the internet and return them to the Department of Defense. Mr. Assange says that many organizations in the U.S. and elsewhere are under pressure from the Obama administration to withhold the documents. They cover 6 years' worth of history in the Iraq War. Despite their many revelations, the Pentagon calls their release irresponsible, as more details are set to emerge. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.